This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. I know you've been waiting for us to get back into action, into the field, and so here we are. Another hour of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. And a good morning to Laurie Comerford listening, Joseph Vazinski, Lane Gerbers, and John Clemens, among other people. And God's listening, too. You knew that, right? God's everywhere, so God's listening to us. We're big on the screen there. Some people would say, that's blasphemous. How dare you say that?
I'm getting out of the way of the lightning bolts coming your way.
No, I think that, no, God loves me. I love God. Spirit's great stuff. Having a belief, a strong belief. So, a tip of the hat to those who have it. Think about that every day. Maybe it's a good thing to think about. Meanwhile, we have eating on our mind. I don't know. We do. Jennifer has eating on her mind. What are you having for breakfast?
I haven't had any breakfast. But we are doing a little bit of food news to start the hour. This is when food meets politics. I have a friend who says, my activism begins when my stomach... No, my activism ends when my stomach begins.
Stomach's empty. Yeah, right, okay.
There's a proposed ban on foie gras that's making its way through New York and the New York City Council. Duck farmers and animal rights activists are all scrambling to make their cases, respective cases, actually, according to the New York Times. Now, this matters because the bill could come up for a vote in the fall. More than half of the city council has signed on as co-sponsors, and Mayor Bill de Blasio said he supports the intent to ban foie gras from menus all across New York City. Now, if you don't know, foie gras is a luxury item. It's duck liver, essentially. And they make it into pate, they grill it, they do all sorts of things with it. It's very rich. I've gone to a lot of food and wine pairings where this is like a star. And there's something about eating a filtration system. I don't know. It's just, it doesn't do it for me, but I will smile and do it. But a lot of people love it. And they say that foie gras is an easy target compared with animals raised industrially for wide consumption because they have to really fatten up the ducks to get good foie gras, which means a lot of cages, and that doesn't sit well with animal rights.
It's fat. It's fat. It's fatty.
Right. No, but it's like with goose liver, too.
Yeah, I was reading about it.
They get like, stuffed and gorged. They can't even move. It's disgusting. Like, absolute animal cruelty.
Obviously, it's a big thing in France. By French law, it's defined as liver of a duck or goose fattened by force-feeding corn with a feeding tube.
It's disgusting. Yeah. It's so cruel.
Is it disgusting, Victoria? You want to say that again?
So disgusting. I'm going to say it a million times, Doug.
Victoria says disgusting.
It is. It absolutely disgusting. But it is enjoyed by a lot of foodies and a lot of gourmets in the country, and so that becomes the argument. Do we get rid of it or not? This has been a subject of the war. In fact, there's even a book called The Foie Gras Wars, How a 5,000-Year-Old Delicacy Inspired the World's Fiercest Food Fight. This is quite the controversy in the food world. So here's what I can share with you. New York is looking at banning it. I think for the first time, you've not had this come around before, have you, Victoria?
Not that I'm aware of, but it doesn't mean, this kind of stuff doesn't really, not if I follow, but yeah.
The whole state of California banned it not so long ago, and there was such an outcry from all the food snobs that they actually lifted the ban, and you can now serve foie gras again on menus. So this is what I predict for New York City, because there are foodies who are wanting to enjoy their luxury items and trying to feel good about themselves, and then they miss their favorite thing, and it comes back. I won't be surprised if the ban actually goes through the city council in New York City, but what will be a surprise to me if in 2 years' time it won't quietly be reversed, because that's exactly what happened in very far left, very liberal, very super progressive California. They have the ban, we lifted the ban, and
we caught a bet.
The snobs want their duck liver.
There might be, yeah, I mean, the Upper East Side's got the old crusties, you know, then they probably enjoy this stuff. But the newer,
Riverside
younger,
Drive? Is it Riverside Drive?
No, that's the West Side. East Side, the Upper East Side, is Park Avenue and all that, all the old crusties. They probably like that. But the food scene in New York is so different, and then that's such an old school thing. I think the food scene in New York City wouldn't even miss it. Because I've been to a million restaurants in New York. I've never even seen it on a menu in the places that we would go to. So I don't know. There are some old, like, you may see it in some private clubs. It's definitely there. You'll see it, you know, like with pate and things like that. But that's a real old school thing. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
I think that with the wine culture, it's a big pairing thing for the California wine business. So maybe that led to it. I don't know.
That makes more sense, yeah.
Did you know, and do you care, that chocolate chips are measured like produce? That folks that are measuring them use a standard container to weigh chocolate chips per pound. The average chocolate chip cookie at the grocery store has about 1,000 per pound, 1,000 chips per pound. I thought that was, so that chips are pretty light then.
They're little.
And I thought they were bigger. Well, some chocolate chip cookies, they'll have bigger chocolate chips in them, don't they? And our chocolate chip ice cream has pretty good size. Look, I hate to have some chocolate chip ice cream yesterday. We have a new flavor on the farm. The flavor has both chocolate, white and dark chocolate chips. It's raspberry flavored ice cream. No, blueberry, sorry. Blueberry flavored ice cream with white chocolate chips and dark chocolate chips. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raspberry sounds better than blueberry, but I'll take it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, there it is. There's our food news for today, ladies and gentlemen. Unless you want. You want one more?
Sure.
One more food?
Sure.
You want one more? Huh? You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
I think.
What do you do with, I guess this is a question that somebody sent to me, and I was wondering about the answer. Across the board, ask the ladies what they do with their leftovers. What do you do with your leftovers? When you're, I know what I do with mine. We
You mean from a restaurant or like at home?
Actually, you know, the question was not specific, but I think you could answer both ways, at home and at the restaurant. A lot of people bring food home.
Put them in my fridge and eat it later.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to do with leftovers, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, sometimes some people do different things with them. They'll maybe mix them up. I mix them with various and sundry other things.
You probably leave it out of the fridge for 2 days, and then you mix it with chowder or something else.
No, oftentimes I have some, like I have some soup, now veggie soup, and I brought some excess veggies home with me, and I cut them up and I put them in with the veggies that came in the soup. That was pretty good, like carrots and that sort of thing. Carrots, we get a lot of carrots around. I cook some potatoes and put them in, you know, little pieces of potatoes. You think that sounds, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, yes,
everything
no.
Everything Doug gets goes into a soup.
Asian.
Or stew.
Yeah. All right, so that's me. What about you? You're nothing exciting?
I'm not a leftovers person.
Yeah, I'm not either. I take them from restaurants, and then they usually sit in my refrigerator until I go. And then I toss them.
Away.
But sometimes, if I do, I just heat them up. I don't really reinvent them. I just sort of heat them up in a microwave.
I think Thanksgiving is the only holiday. Yeah, that's the only time that I'm thinking about actually I use leftovers the next day, but that's pretty much it.
I was trying, folks, to stimulate conversation. Sorry. Didn't work as well as I thought it might, but every once in a while I lay an egg. You know, that's how it works. Quarter after, as we were talking about ducks. Get it, Jennifer?
I got it, yeah.
Eggs, yeah.
Duck, duck, goose, you're in.
Yeah, yes, good. Okay. Quarter past the hour on the DJV program.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about a Calitran.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitran, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitran is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Try the new CBD infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi. Couple of inventions. Worthy of note, I was talking to the ladies off the air about this new sweat-powered radio. The use of your sweat is being worked on at the University of California in San Diego. Who comes up with these ideas? Somebody thought to themselves, we'll take the lactate from your sweat and power a radio. They are going to use this...
Well, your sweat has powered radio for how long? 30 years?
No, actually a lot longer than that, 50-some-odd years. So, all right. It's wonderful that we have people who have an imagination. They're sick. Would we come up with anything, anything that is new?
Are you right? Okay? Are you throwing up in your mouth right now?
It's a little yogurt that came back on me.
Oh. Jen, you needed to ask? Oh.
Well, I was worried. I was getting ready to hit life alert.
No, I'm okay. Thanks very much. All right, so we don't care much about sweat. How about this one? Dutch scientists are working to power motorbikes with algae. You know, the green gunk that's all over your pool, that stuff. the professor who's working on it doesn't think we should ditch gas, however. This should be seen as a piece of art rather than a means of transport. Right. Algae all over your bike. There you go. That makes a lot of sense. So tell me quickly... The $20 million to the G7 conference this week, $20 million to help Brazil fight the fires. Are we still in the... I know the Americans didn't go along with it because there wasn't any real coordination. The president said, I don't want to do it because the French president was mean to me. Is that still on the table?
That I thought that they said that they would take the money now. They've gone back and forth. My head's
Bolsonaro, Bolsonaro said he'd take the money if Macron apologized to him.
Right, and as Macron apologized?
No, because Bolsonaro made fun of his wife, so he's not going to apologize.
Good God.
It's ridiculous.
Child play.
It's ridiculous.
Welcome to the world of international politics.
Burns.
21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Music news yet again. Bad news, worse. Best song moving along, Chain of Fools. Aretha apparently had a lot of uncashed checks around. Didn't they find a lot of money in the couch or something, too? Or that was where
that
was will
the will
was?
The will. Yeah, they found a will under a cushion or something.
All right, Aretha in the music news here, 24 after the hour on the DJV program. There's a new court filing suggesting there are $1 million uncashed checks laying around, discovered during the inventory of her possessions. Here we go, battling more battles over her estate. She had one check for $702,711 from Sound Exchange and the Screenwriters Guild, as well as uncashed checks from her publishing company, Springtime Publishing, from EMI, from BMI, Carlin Music, Feel Good Films. Another $285,000 in total, $988,656.
Wow!
She's been dead for a year. Isn't that amazing? It's been a year already. She has four sons. No will was found, but then apparently they did find a will. So anyway, her estate's supposed to be divided between her children. She's got four sons: Clarence, Edward, Teddy, and is it Kekaf, something like that. But then somehow three handwritten wills have shown up. A couple from 2010, one from 2014. The discovery of the wills, if valid, changes the distribution of her assets. Each of the brothers have retained their own legal counsel. The authenticity of the documents under review. Gee, you think? This handwriting looks like her son's. Huh. This one over here looks like her boyfriend. Anyway, the son, Kekaf, attorneys for him, tracked down one of the banks that issued checks to Aretha. According to court papers, there are instances where checks have been uncashed since 2012, had to be reissued in 2016. Kekaf and the other brothers agreed to the appointment of his cousin, Sabrina Owens, as the personal representative of the estate. He has since expressed displeasure with what she's doing. Quote, "It is totally unacceptable that it has taken a year for the heirs to begin to find out what their mother owned on the date of her death." Yeah, really. Take care. Get a hold of that cash there, pal. His attorneys also said Owens did not distribute an inventory of Aretha's estate to the four heirs until 6 months after it was due by law. Court papers say the inventory she eventually compiled was missing large components, bank statements, tax bills, appraisals for the value of her homes, and Bloomberg values of her cars. So legal teams demanding that the court either order the personal attorney for Aretha, David Bennett, to produce the documents or impose sanctions on Bennett and Owens for failing to comply with their requested orders.
This stuff always gets so messy. This is why my mom is always after Lewis and me to get a will, even though we have nothing to bequeath anyone. But still.
Doesn't matter. Yep.
Yeah, I know. This is why. It's a nightmare.
All right. Another death in the family here as we move along musically. Donnie Fritz, Muscle Shoals songwriter, artist, and actor, who is a frequent collaborator with Kris Kristofferson, wrote the song We Had It All, recorded by a number of artists like Waylon Jennings, Ray Charles, passed away at the age of 76. His death confirmed by his label. He was well known as a session player from Florence, Alabama, drummer, keyboardist, co-wrote songs like Dusty Springfield's Breakfast in Bed and Choo Choo Train by the Box Tops. He then joined Kristofferson's band as a keyboard player for a long time, led him to be cast along with Kristofferson in films like Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid and The Star is Born, stuff like that. So, yeah, Choo Choo Train. That's Choo Choo Train. So that's the demise of Donnie Fritz that we announce here on the DJV program 28.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis issuing an emergency declaration, even though Hurricane Dorian is still probably 3 days out from striking the Sunshine State. That's what most models say it will do, though people from Louisiana to Georgia are supposed to be on alert, as the track is not set in stone. A good example of that is, 24 hours ago, the storm was expected to hit Puerto Rico. It largely missed Puerto Rico, but ended up drenching the U.S. Virgin Islands with torrential rains and battering them with heavy winds.
I know this isn't the result we wanted.
Democratic U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand there from a video she posted online late yesterday telling supporters she's dropping out of the race for the White House.
But it's important to know when it's not your time and to know how you can best serve your community and country.
This is USA Radio News.
You
knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. We are in the midst of discussing important, exciting world events. So we have your attention, I'm sure. Jennifer Horn has your attention. Victoria Keelan does. Kara Schillen and her comments as she controls the sound of the audio from atop that huge building, the fortress in Washington called Radio America. She's there, ready to go. Now, let us pay attention to Victoria, because she's decided she's had enough of working with me and Jennifer and Kara.
Ready to retire.
Ready to retire. And she's chosen her retirement location. And that's actually where she is. I can see you staying right there and retiring right in 30 or 40 years. On the beach.
If I can afford it, yeah.
Well, you can afford it now. You're going to be better off or worse off when you retire.
Who knows? I don't know.
Most people are worse off. They really are. Retirement is greatly outrated.
Yep. Well, so Money Magazine has actually, because people have different reasons for retiring, they have different goals for when they do retire. A lot of people start new businesses after they retire from their long career. And so Money Magazine basically scoped out some great places to settle for all different kinds of retirees, regardless of what your plans or interests are. So if you're looking to tighten your belt, 30 minutes outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is a town called Coweta. And and they have the 50 year old plus population is 34%. The median home price is $188,000, and the average property tax, get this, is $1,600. So if you are really looking to pinch some pennies in your golden years, yeah. So that is one place that they highlighted as being a place that's great to go. Now, if you want to retire to the water, this is going into Jen's neck of the woods. There is a town that I have never heard of. It's called Torrance, California.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Torrance, yeah.
So it says it's in the South Bay region of Los Angeles. Yeah. It has
Redondo.
Well, it has 1.5 miles of beach along the Southern California shore, and it doesn't have the crowds that L.A. beaches have, and the 50-plus population is 41%. The median home price is $829,000, and you get 263 clear days a year. So you can, if you really want to live like in that Southern California lifestyle, this is probably the most economical way to do it. Lots of swimming and beach activities, scuba diving, fishing, surfing. All that good stuff.
Well, it's Long Beach. It's south of Manhattan Beach. Redondo Beach. Torrance is down as you head towards San Diego. It's enough out of the city.
It's just south of the LA airport, actually.
Yeah. Right, below Manhattan
Beach.
That's
a pretty convenient location, then. That's not too bad.
If you don't have to go anywhere, if you work in that area, they call it South Bay. If you work in the South Bay, it's great. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who lives there, loves it because it's just accessible. But if you have to go to the Valley, if you have to go to the San Fernando Valley, if you have to go to Orange County, even if you have to go into downtown LA, that's a rough go. You have to kind of time your trips. Yeah. But it's a nice area. If you're in that pocket and to retire, you wouldn't have to go anywhere, really.
That's nice.
Here's
some news from England. The Queen.
I don't think she was done yet.
I wasn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So if you're an outdoor enthusiast, Scottsdale, Arizona comes up as the best place to go with 41 city parks and recreation facilities. I know for whatever reason you don't like Arizona.
Who wants to go there?
A lot of people like the desert.
Me.
The 50-plus population there is 46%. The median home price is $442. If you're a golfer, you want to go to Wellington, Florida. That got ranked the best. And if you want to start another business...
If you like horses or golf, Wellington's your place. Just across from Palm Beach on the other side of the 95.
And, Doug, this was your original question. You don't want to retire. But for people who are 65 and older who want to continue working or start a new business, Money Magazine says that the best place for encore workers, that's what they're called, is Flower Mound, Texas. The 50-plus population is 36%. The median home price is $384,000. And they say that by 2024, 13 million people age 65 and older will be participating in the workforce.
I can't imagine anything worse than hanging around with a bunch of old fogies that are my age. Why do you think I hang around with you?
Well, that's why all these people are working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Retire with a bunch of people that are old.
A lot of people want to have a social circle, you know?
Yeah, I don't.
My
social circle. You're my social.
Yeah, I don't.
The cows, you and the cows are my social circle. That's it.
It's a lot of pressure for us.
Really, I didn't realize there was pressure involved in that. I've named cows, though, after the three of you, so that's not a bad thing.
Oh, great. Mm. Sometimes I already feel like a heifer. I don't need to have one named after me.
Better to be the heifer than a... Well, never mind. Okay, the Queen. Can I move on to the Queen now? May I move on to the Queen?
Yes, sure. You may.
The Queen has gotten involved in the Brexit issue. She's approved a request from Boring Boris to suspend Parliament for a month. She's going to speak on the issue October the 14th. That's the new parliamentary session. She always opens it.
Well, at least she's not letting grass grow.
Why? What do you mean?
She's going to speak on the issue in 2 months.
Right, moving right along. Parliament shuts down September 12th, doesn't open up again until October 14th. Shutdown doesn't allow for the lawmakers to discuss Brexit. They've been talking about this for 2.5-3 years. What do they have to talk about now? It's still a no Brexit to do or not to do. I guess that's it. This whole thing is a damn mess, man. It really isn't their, under the circumstances, I was going to say, fault. It's the blowing up the Middle East and the repercussions of all of that in terms of the game that's changing there. It's very difficult in England these days. I take a deep breath after I talk about that stuff because it's so confusing. It's such a wonderful country. It's too bad it's getting so screwed up by all of this stuff. It is now 42 past the hour. In a moment or two, we're going to talk about the opioid crisis and deal with it from yet another perspective, another point of view, here on the DJV program.
As an American veteran, you know our oath didn't expire when we hung up our uniform for the last time. Now you're distressed that we're losing the country we served and the Constitution we swore to defend against domestic enemies. And you're wondering, what can I do? Listen up. You can keep honoring your oath by training for a new mission, the greatest rescue mission in American history, saving our constitutional republic. If you're an honorably discharged veteran with the devotion to make a difference, apply now to become a champion of liberty. Scholarships are available for the first 40 qualified applicants, including airfare, hotel, and instruction for 1 week of intense training by top experts in Washington, D.C. Starting at the National Archives and Leadership Institute, you will learn how to win on the invisible battlefield of ideas. Spots are limited, so go to VidalAmerica.org. That's VidalAmerica.org.
Dry Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth. Teenagers can communicate entirely in emojis.
How was the birthday party? Pizza slice, kitten, soccer ball, pineapple?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
What are you talking about? Paperclip, shoulder shrug, high five, wizard hat? What?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
There's great news. Quick way you can save money on your insurance is to switch to GEICO. Go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. 44 at the hour now on the DJV program. Time for us to deal again. We do this with regularity, discussing the opioid crisis. There's never, I don't think there's a week that goes by that we don't talk in some way, shape, or form with one of our doctors on the air about the opioid crisis. The news this week from Johnson & Johnson, they got to pay $500 million or more to those who have suffered at the hands of the opioids that they produce. Every day, actually, the stat is 100 Americans dying after overdosing. Prescription pain medications seem to be the biggest culprit. Rates of prescription drug abuse in our country alarmingly high. Number of accidental poisonings, overdoses because of the drug. So we have brought in to the fold Dr. Jonah Stuhlberg, who's the opioid stewardship leader at Northwestern Medicine, to talk about how to combat the opioid crisis. The 16 million people or more using prescription drugs for non-medical purposes. Of that, doctor, what is the number that applies just to opioids?
Yeah, so but 80% of all non-medical use of prescription drugs is related to opioids.
Wow. So 70% of those people get their pills from not the doctor, but from their family, friends, cleaning out the drug chest, that sort of thing, right? They're not getting them through prescriptions, which is news to me.
Yeah, that was news to us when we started this process 3-4 years ago. This is evidence that has started to emerge when you ask individuals who are abusing or using opioids for non-medical purposes where they get those medications. 70% of them will tell you they either borrowed them or purchased them from friends and family. So they're just available in our community. And that process is termed diversion.
So now your outfit, Northwestern Medicine, has adopted a new plan to dispose of these drugs. How does it work?
That's right. Since 2017, we've been instituting a comprehensive program that focuses across the continuum of medical care for our patients and also has outreach to the community. It starts with educating providers on safe prescribing and safe use within the hospital and educating our patients about safe use and storage and disposal at home, and then providing safe and effective disposal within our hospital walls.
Okay. So do you have any idea how many pills have been collected since this program started?
So we've collected over 1,100 pounds of unused medication since this program started.
And so then what do you do with
it? About how light a pill is. That's a lot of pills.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
So what do you do with this
stuff?
They're
actually, they're incinerated.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. We actually contract with the DEA, and they handle all incineration, and there are certified groups that know how to handle these medications and dispose of them correctly.
Mm-hmm. So if there are pills laying around one's house and they haven't been used, is there a point at which they become deadly? If you take them, the composition changes, the compound, the integrity of the compound changes?
No, in fact, I would argue that they're deadly right now if they're sitting around your home. That's why we're out here making sure everybody knows that unused opioid pills laying around, sitting in your purse, in your glove compartment, they are deadly to you, your family, your pets, right now. Because many times the dose that a provider prescribes is specific to that patient. And so that dose may be way too much for someone else to take, which is why there are dangerous medications that really should only be used under the direct supervision of a physician.
All right, so what do you advise as far as people listening to us right now? The point here is to get you to safely dispose of your unused medications. What's the smartest thing to do?
The smartest thing to do is to find your local disposal center and get rid of them. Those are sometimes affiliated with a hospital. They're sometimes affiliated with a pharmacy and sometimes with law enforcement.
Well, there are bad consequences here. More information. Let's see if we can get people to a website. Is there a clearinghouse? I think I'm looking at nm.org. Is that right? /radio? Is that where people go?
You got it. Yes. You got it. Our Northwestern website is keyed up, ready for anyone who wants to log in. It's just nm.org/radio. We have a quick button, and we can get you ported over to search for your local center.
Local. Yeah, where you can go locally. A hospital is probably a good idea. nm.org/radio. Thank you to Dr. Jonah Stolberg here for bringing us up to date on how to get rid of this menace. 10 before the hour.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Alert from Dr. Ken in this circumstance. Good day to those of you who are focused on your health. We're here to happily help you, although sometimes the news isn't all happy. We've been talking about the opioid crisis and how to get rid of the opioids that are left around in your home, bring them to the hospital, I guess is the best thing. When somebody comes into your office, what do you recommend? Do you ever talk to your, because you're a cardiologist, so you're not likely to be dispensing opioids much, I wouldn't think. But
I've been in practice in the same town for 31 years, and I cannot remember the time I ever wrote for an opioid prescription in what I do.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's say somebody comes into your office and they say, I got these opioids left over. I didn't take them all. They're in my medicine chest. What do I do with them? What do you tell them?
What do I tell them? Get rid of.
Yeah. What do you tell them? What do you advise them to do with leftover opioid pills, medications?
That, destroy them.
Yeah. Destroy them. Oh, don't flush them down the toilet. Are the hospitals there equipped to take? Would you send people, clients, or patients to the hospital with their leftover drugs
get rid of them? You can bring them back to the farmers. They can't dispense them, but they'll get rid of them for you.
Yeah. All right.
The pharmacists are going to love hearing me say that.
Use them over again.
No, they wouldn't do that.
No. I have some unscrupulous drug people might do that.
Well, you know, there's bad apples in every
bowl. All right, speaking of bad apples,
very few.
One of our stories this week comes from the state of Oklahoma that has ordered Johnson & Johnson, not a family company, to pay out hundreds of millions of bucks after this trial on opioid abuse. Yes? Is it opioid abuse? I guess it is. Or
well,
abuse in promoting them?
What happened? This Oklahoma judge this past Monday ordered drug maker Johnson & Johnson, Doug, to pay the state $573 million with an M for the company's role in the opioid crisis. It seems like over-marketing and promoting of opioid drugs has resulted in increased rates of addiction and overdose deaths. Johnson & Johnson, they apparently trained sales representatives to downplay the risk of opioid addiction, telling doctors that the risk of addiction was 2.6% or less if prescribed by a doctor. And I hope this money helps those actually in need.
So what do they do with this money? That would be my question. After they collect it, what do they do with it?
I don't think they figured it out yet, but I just hope it goes to the people who actually need it.
Yeah, there's too much of that money.
That's a lot of money.
General fund, and it doesn't get either. They should be setting up treatment centers
exactly.
to help people.
Exactly.
That's one of the things we're going to do, by the way, as an aside. You know, I'm one of the Ken and I, or as a matter of fact, we're going to call it the pot shot. Ken, every week, takes a shot at use of marijuana, and I'm going to be growing it in a controlled situation, very controlled situation on my farm for medical purposes. And so he is happy to tell me that there's this, that, and the other thing that come from it that are not good. People make unhealthy choices all the time. They don't realize it sometimes. And, you know, there's good and bad in this. So what's the bad in the pot use news this week?
Well, it's from the American Journal of Preventive Medicine this week. I just report what's published. Pot, alcohol, and depression, Doug. These three factors are on the increase in former smokers. And this ups the risk of relapse, undermining decades of gains made in the effort to help Americans kick the cigarette habit. We need to be aware of the link between depression, substance abuse, and smoking relapse.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that. And then there's the other side of it, the cancer cure that's being worked on by Brigham and Women's and Dana-Farber using pot as the main ingredient. There's something in there that helps to cure several different cancers, including pancreatic cancer. So that comes into the mix as well. Dr. Ken here with a focus now on losing weight. The news from Calitrin is pretty consistent. People that get on the program love it because if they stay on it for more than 3 months, they lose the weight and they keep it off. Calitrin is the only all-natural, the healthiest choice, the all-natural way to lose weight. It's the only program, and it's not really a program, it's a substance. You take their four capsules every day, whatever the ingredients are. I know one of them is collagen. It helps promote weight loss. You stay on the program for 6 months because it gets your body back into producing its own collagen, which helps produce healthy lean muscle, kick out the fat, and thus lose the weight. Get a special deal at toploss.com for Calitrin, the Labor Day sale using the DGV code buy three and get three free. That's Calitrin at toploss.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.